Welcome back to Let's Talk About Death and Dying. Today's episode is entitled, What Can I Do to Feel Like Me Again? So typically after the loss of a loved one, you might hear people make comments about getting on with your life, or the person is dead, they're not coming back, so forth and so on. And you're waking up every day and you might be trying to figure out, what do I do? I know that I'm living. I'm thankful to be living, but I don't feel the same. I might not want to get out of bed. I might not want to smile. I might not want to laugh, because maybe I don't feel like any of those emotions apply to my life right now because of the loss of my loved one. Well, I think the first step is recognizing the symptoms that make you feel not like yourself and being aware of those things, like the not wanting to get out of bed or not wanting to talk to anyone. Maybe you want to be alone and isolate yourself. Maybe you don't want to hang out with people, or maybe the things that you used to enjoy, maybe they might be bothering you. So I'll give you an example. I really like going to Bible study every Wednesday. And right after my aunt died, I continued to go to church like I normally do. So at my church, we have different themes for the month. And the theme was God's protection. So I'm like, okay, that sounds like a great topic. I'm going to go to church. But what I didn't realize was the Bible study was about Psalms 91. And that was my aunt's favorite scripture. And when I got in the church and they started reading the psalm, I just cried the whole Bible study. And thankfully, I go to a pretty awesome church, and crying is not out of the ordinary. It's not something that people look at you strange. But the last time I heard the 91st Psalms was when I was reading it at my aunt's memorial. So it hit me so hard when I heard it in Bible study, and I just cried and I just sat there and I sat through it and I cried a little bit more and I said a little bit more, and it was probably the hardest Bible study I have ever been in. And the people who were preaching that day, they were awesome. You know, the word was great. It just hurt so bad to hear it. And I just felt so sad. You know, because that was my aunt's favorite. It made me think about the memorial. It made me think about my aunt not being here. So that's one of those things where I recognize that this isn't something that's like myself. And, you know, I was having a conversation with my mom and I told her what happened. And she was like, you know, you don't have to put yourself in situations that make you feel uncomfortable. You know, if you're not feeling up to it, if you're feeling uncomfortable, then just don't go. And I listened to her in the conversation, and then I really thought about what she said. And for that particular month, I gave myself a pass. And I gave myself a break, because this particular subject was a month, not even a whole, I think it was almost a month after my aunt died. And I gave myself permission to sit out. If I was going to be in Bible study, something that I love, something that I enjoy, if I'm sitting there and I'm crying, I'm sad, it hurts, it's hard, give yourself a break. But what if it's a situation where that's just how you feel all the time? And you might be saying, I can't give myself a break because I wake up every day feeling like that. If you wake up every day feeling like that, create something for yourself to help you take steps towards changing how you feel. I don't know what that is for you. That's gonna take some time figuring out. I'm never gonna say that time heals wounds, because for some people, time makes it worse, or time makes you remember longer. Each person is different. And some of the things that we've heard that people try to say to comfort, they mean well. They're not trying to be hurtful or harmful, but in some cases, it just doesn't apply to your situation. And even though we can't avoid time, there are just some things that we can put in place for ourselves to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves. So let's talk about this term that I'm sure we've all heard, the term new normal. New normal. It's kind of an oxymoron because it's new. How can it be normal if it's new? It's new. So now we have to figure out what our lives are going to look like without our loved one being in the earth. Now, if you're anything like me, you might be a planner, and there are certain things that you might plan on filling. I know that sounds crazy, someone who plans their fillings, but my aunt's birthday is in June. So after Mother's Day, I said, okay. Aunt's birthday is in June. I'm not going to be sad on her birthday. I'm going to plan something. I'm going to make sure I'm busy. I'm going to live and I'm going to be happy and I'm going to smile, because she wouldn't want me to be sad. So in May, after Mother's Day, I'm making these plans, because what we normally do, I didn't think everybody would want to do it. What we normally say, I wasn't really sure, you know, if everybody was up to it. Because you can have an idea of how you're going to take care of yourself. That doesn't mean that the people around you have those same ideas. You know, your loved ones who love that person too, who miss that person too. So they might want to do something else, or they might want to keep busy, or they might want to sleep, or they might want to drink, or they might want to go on a vacation. Or these are some of the ways that people cope with the loss of a loved one. Me, I wanted to do some things, have something to do, but I also wanted to remember my aunt. And that's what I did. You know, I went to church because her birthday fell on a Sunday. I went to church. Me and my family, we have a group chat. We all, you know, said happy birthday. I went to my mentors and sat down with her and had an awesome time. And then I came home. And I purposed what I was going to make the day and how I wanted the day to go. But I'm also thinking about Thanksgiving. You know, my family, Thanksgiving, we all come together and it's a big deal for our family. And with my aunt not being here, I'm already thinking about, like, wow, what is Thanksgiving going to be like without her? This is going to be our first Thanksgiving without her. And what's that going to be like? And how are we going to be? And, you know, my aunt would make us say what we were thankful for. And so I'm like, oh, you know, I got to make sure I do that. Just because your loved one is no longer in the earth doesn't mean you can't still remember them. I think sometimes we feel like when a person dies, we have to pack all their things up and give them away and tuck them away. Don't say their name, don't have their pictures up, and we have to forget them. I don't know where that came from. I don't know how that came about. It's kind of a unspoken rule, if you will. But I think that in order for healing to happen, and the proper grieving to happen, I think that it's okay for you to remember your loved one. Not tuck them away in a box. Never, not saying their name and not forgetting who they were to you and the time that you got to spend with them. Some days you might want to remember more than others. And sometimes it's okay not to mention or say their name, and you're fine and you're okay. But I think whatever it is that you need, you have to figure that out. And it has to kind of be your own recipe. You know, my grandma might have a recipe for pound cake that's different than your grandma's pound cake recipe. But it's still pound cake. And it still tastes good when it comes out the oven. But everybody needs different things. And every day is a chance to do something and to be happy and to be joyful. Some days the sadness might creep up on you. Smell might go by you and it might make you remember your loved one. And it's okay to be in those moments. But it's also okay to know that you are still here and you have something that you're supposed to do in the earth. So whatever it is you thought about doing, maybe you didn't do it. Maybe because of your loved one or your relationship with your loved one. Or maybe you were the primary caregiver and you had to put yourself on hold. But now that your loved one is no longer here, now maybe there are some things that you can do for yourself. Maybe some dreams you can rekindle. That can be a part of the new normal. Maybe there were some things that your loved one wanted to do and maybe they didn't get a chance to do it, and maybe you can do it for them in their honor. It's a lot of different ways to approach the new normal. Life without your loved one on the earth. And I think it's all in how we think about it. If we change our thinking, that helps. It helps with grieving. It helps with healing. It helps with living. Another thing I want to address, kind of going back to recognizing the symptoms that make you feel not like yourself, remember the things that you used to do that you loved. If you love dancing, go to a dance class. If you love riding your bike, pick the bike back up. If you journaled and maybe you stopped, start back journaling again. Look at some photos if you can't remember. Having pictures is very helpful because it tells a story of what happened before, and it'll jog your memory on some things. Call up some old friends and just talk on the phone again. Maybe you just haven't been able to talk to anybody else because you are so busy, stressed out, and upset. Take some time for yourself. It's okay. It's okay. I want to thank you guys for listening to this episode. Please share it with someone. We all have to walk this journey at some point, and we know someone who's walking it or they're about to walk it. And I believe the more we know, the more we're going to grow and make some better decisions in this in this process of grief and loss. Until next time.